I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. South Carolina has a higher than average incidence of high-risk pregnancies. To talk about a telemedicine program that delivers specialty care to women with high-risk pregnancies in South Carolina is Dr. Scott Sullivan from the Medical University of South Carolina. Dr. Sullivan, as director of the Division of Maternal Fetal Medicine at MUSC, can you tell us why this telemedicine program was initiated in our state?
We had dealt with for years two problems. One is there aren't enough maternal fetal medicine specialists in our state. At a given time, there may be only 15 or 16 of us in the entire state. And there is a lot of high-risk pregnancy complications in South Carolina. We have one of the higher rates of preterm birth, one of the higher rates of maternal death, obesity, diabetes, exactly the types of problems that we deal with.
So the specialists here in Charleston that are maternal fetal medicine specialists, they are basically having consultations and exams with women all over the state of South Carolina using technology?
Yes. Around 2007 and 2008, it became much more economically viable and practical to have these types of consultations in real time.
And how many regions around our state or how many healthcare facilities are tied into this MUSC telemedicine program?
It's quite a few now. It started with only one or two offices, and now we have offices in Florence, in Georgetown, Hilton Head, Bluffton, numerous locations, and we're adding them on basically continuously.
Dr. Sullivan, let's talk about how a woman in one of these towns that you just mentioned actually has a video teleconference-type medical appointment with one of these MUSC high-risk pregnancy doctors. How does that really work?
They make an appointment with us, just like they would if they were coming down to see us. And so at a given time, the nurse at the doctor's office will place the patient in front of a monitor with a camera, and they can see us and we can see them. It's real time with excellent audio quality and picture quality. And sometimes it takes a little getting used to for patients to talk to a computer screen.
Right.
But most patients are grateful if it's convenient for them. And then if we need any information from on site, whether it's vital signs or records, even ultrasounds, we can get that data sent to us. In our office in Florence, for example, we do ultrasounds every day, and we can see the images done real time as the ultrasound is being done.
This program's been going on now for quite some time. What's the impact? What's the positive impact been overall?
I would say multiple things. One, we feel that we've given access to patients who otherwise wouldn't have. We've been able to reduce the extremely premature birth rate, those less than 28 weeks. We've been able to decrease the days in the NICU in places where we've set this up. We've been able to decrease the neonatal death rate, which we have one of the higher rates of that. And we've been able to decrease the maternal death rate. So essentially, over these 6 years, we've shown positive health impact and a decreased cost overall.
Dr. Sullivan, thank you so much for providing this update about the MUSC telemedicine program for women in South Carolina with high-risk pregnancies.
I appreciate it very much.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio.